Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win it! They win it!
Pippen runs down the lane. Dumps it out the horse. Paxson for three.
Yeah! Yeah!
Rose crosses over the fadeaway.
Got it! I missed it back and kissed myself.
Oh, my
MVP
gosh, it's
time.
Over.
Windy City Assassin does it again.
The offseason continues, but we did get some news. No, before you ask, nobody's not getting traded. Well, I guess they did sign a free agent, Kenny Lofton, but that's not really what we're talking about here. We got a schedule for the Bulls this year. And let me tell you, folks, it ain't great. This is going to be a long year by the looks of it, but we're still going to break it down for you on today's episode of Believe in Bulls here on the Believe Network, presented by BetOnline.ag. I'm your host, Nick Schultz, alongside my partner, former Bulls Bench Club member, Tennessee Vol, CJ Watson. CJ, we got a schedule. We know when games start. Couple storylines early. At the very least, it's going to be an interesting year. It's just not going to be a good year, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely, for sure, yeah. I don't know if us Bull fans can expect, you know, a playoff end game or even the playoffs, but, you know, I'm just happy to see this development on the team, hopefully.
Well, I know we hope there's no playoffs, because if there's playoffs, that means you don't keep your first round pick. And this is a year you really want that first round pick. But we got a couple games that we're going to point out and why one of them is jumping out early. And it's one Bulls fans can go see in person if you so choose. Before we get any farther, though, I got to tell you about our great sponsor over at BetOnline. BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for everything football. From the preseason NFL to college kicking off, can't wait week zeros this week. BetOnline has every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. Think you know your stuff? Get in on our winner-take-all $300,000 NFL Survivor Pool for the upcoming season. Also, by the way, for Bears fans listening, I'm all in on Caleb Williams. I tried to tell you all. I tried. That preseason game, I'm excited. There's plenty of props over at BetOnline as well. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and use your promo code BELIEVE to get in on the action. That's BLEAV to get in on the fun at BetOnline. The game starts here. Don't forget, too, we had an official t-shirt of our show, Jordan Pippen 98 The Last Dance. It's a campaign-style t-shirt just in time for election season at shop.believe.com. There's a lot of great stuff there as well to support the other shows on the Believe Network. To support our show, though, Jordan Pippen 98, The Last Dance, campaign-style t-shirt at shop.believe.com. The link is in my social media bios. We have a schedule for the Bulls this year. Came out last week. We got a chance to talk about it now. I'm looking at this early, CJ. I got Cooper Flagg in my sights. I am just expecting, definitely in the top 10. I think they keep the pick. I'm hunting for that number one pick.
Yeah, I would agree with you also. So the Bulls aren't going to be that great this year. So, you know, that number one pick or that top 10 pick would be definitely look pretty positive right now.
So the season opener, I'm not getting into the preseason right now just because I've made my thoughts clear on preseason basketball. I might watch a little bit just to say I watch a little bit, but it really doesn't make that much of a difference in my eyes, except for maybe some reps for the rookies like Matas. I think preseason's good for Matas. But other than that, the season opener is October 23rd at New Orleans. The home opener, though, the NBA knew exactly what it was doing with this. October 26th at the United Center, it's Oklahoma City. Why is that important? Alex Caruso is coming back 3 games into the season. So like I said earlier, at the very least, we got some storylines to look at.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. I think the NBA definitely knows what they're doing. You know, it's certain crowds and certain markets to put in place games. So this is definitely a good game for Alex to come back to Chicago. And, you know, I'm sure the Bulls fans will welcome him back with open arms.
Oh, it's all love for AC, at least based on what Bulls Twitter says. I mean, it's all love. I still can't believe he didn't get a pick. I'm just going to continue my quest to bring it up on every show, it feels like. I can't believe he didn't get a pick. But Josh Giddey, too, from this perspective now, he's got the team that put him on the bench, and he wanted to start. And that's part of the reason he requested the trade. And now he's going to play his former team. That's the biggest part of that game. Like, yeah, Caruso coming back, great for the fans. It's going to be fun. But how Giddey plays with a chip on his shoulder throughout the year, too. But that game in particular is going to tell us a lot about what the Bulls got in Josh Giddey.
Yeah, especially for a player like him, you know, he wanted to trade. He maybe felt disrespected by the team or whatever the case may be. But, you know, players like him or any player in general always wants that I call it the revenge game circled on their calendar. So he's definitely going to want to have a great game that game and also win the game.
Well, we know a lot about revenge games. A lot of those with former Bulls.
Yeah.
Lauri Markkanen comes to mind. I think Cam Payne had a revenge game of all people. Yeah. Like, it's the Bulls have been on the wrong end of those. It'd be nice to be on the right side of it. Right. And I think Giddey, too, how he plays. Look, we'll get into the win total this year. And I'm going to tell you folks right now, this is what we call a tease. It's not very good. But with Giddey, how he is as a playmaker, how is he going to be running the point? Because the reports are, this from Joe Cowley at the Sun-Times, says he's the starting point guard, even though Lonzo's back 5-on-5. So, Josh Giddey, it's your show. You can have your welcome to Chicago moment in game three. I think a revenge game, you don't want to set an expectation for that.
Right.
But considering the way that trade went down and the reaction to it, it'd bring a lot of goodwill to Josh Giddey, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And not only just for him in that being a revenge type game as a storyline, but also for him. I think this is his free agent year, I think so too. So, you know, for him getting off to a good start, you know, third or fourth game in the season and play his old team, have a great game against him, it's going to give him more confidence to have a big year, you know, and probably get that contract that he wants, you know, next summer.
Yeah, he's in a contract year. That was the other part of this trade, that you traded Caruso, you didn't get a pick back, and you got a guy in a contract year. You're already on the contract clock.
Right.
So game three, we're going to find out quite a bit. And looking at this, just the first 15 games or so, you've got 10 playoff teams across the first 14, 15 games. The first month's going to be absolutely tough for these guys because the Bulls did not get better over the offseason. We've talked about that at length. Don't get me wrong. The pieces are great, but they didn't get better. So right. Now you're going up against these playoff teams. It's going to be a punch in the mouth, and get the tanks ready, people. It's going to be a tank season.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be tough the first, you know, quarter of that season. I think that we're going to really see a lot about this Bulls team, just like probably every previous year. But definitely the development of these young guys is going to be the key because, like you said, we're not going to be that great. So, you know, developing these young guys, you know, planning for the future and seeing what you have for the future to set up around this, you know, future draft pick.
And the Hawks are in this stretch. They weren't a playoff team last year because the Bulls beat them in the play-in, and then the Hawks wound up with the number one pick. So if you do the math there, if that goes the other way, could the Bulls have ended up with the number one pick? Who knows? I think Atlanta could be sneaky this year. I think the East isn't great, and that's why I was listening to ESPN today when they're talking about the Knicks maybe being a top three seed. I think it was Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp. And I can understand that, but the East isn't very strong. So I think Atlanta could be one of these sneaky teams in here in this opening stretch. So we're looking at season starts October 23rd. You're going into November 15th, November 20th against Milwaukee. It's the first national TV game.
Yeah.
You're looking at maybe 5 wins, 6 wins.
Yeah.
Remember, they started that way last year too.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't put anything past them. They have the coaches have them working hard and they're all adapting to the system and, you know, making sure the system works for them. I definitely think they can be a surprise team. Like I said, a lot of the East isn't that tough. So, you know, definitely you can come out there and surprise the people.
Absolutely. And I mentioned the national TV game against Milwaukee. That's the first one. There's only two on the schedule. The next one is January 17th in Charlotte, both on ESPN. I'm not counting NBA TV because those games are local too. So you get to hear Adam and Stacey. So I'm counting ESPN as national TV. That January 17th game, I think, gets flexed out. I'll be shocked if the Bulls and the Hornets play on ESPN that day. Like,
yeah, especially with no LaMelo. Who knows if he's going to be playing or not. So who knows?
Right. So I'm looking at this. We'll say 1.5.
Right.
Games. And that's by design because it's going to be a long year, folks. Like, buckle up. And I think if you're the coaching staff, I want to dive into this a little bit. You've got a balance here. Because you've got young guys. You got a young team. It's a very young team now. DeRozan out. How do you balance learning to win? Because you got guys that do need to learn how to win. While also maybe losing those close games at the end to keep that top pick.
I think it's all about growth. And it's all about how they practice. I think, you know, when you have a mindset of you're obviously not going to be that great. You have a lot of talent. You want to continue to teach them and practice. It might not show up in the win column and on the court, but at least they're trying and developing good habits and practice and hopefully executing them on the court too at times. But, you know, it's gonna be a down year. So just got to, you know, buckle up for a ride, like you said, and hope the development of the young guys on this team is, steadily going up.
And I think Io and Kobe are going to kind of lead this charge because they do have – look, I made fun of the play-in game as much as the next guy, but play-in experience, it's a high-leverage game.
Yeah,
they've got that experience in that. I think that's huge for a guy like Matas Puzelis. And his development track is going to be very interesting to watch, not just this year. I'm looking 3-4 years out, how he develops with how things are looking this year. I think his development is going to be paramount. What kind of strides can he take?
Yeah.
And obviously, too, now you've got Giddy in the contract year. If he can cement himself as a long-term piece, great. Otherwise, there's going to be some movement.
Yeah.
Zach and Vooch, where I'm watching the trade deadline close.
Right.
Is Zach going to be able to rehab his value? Is Vooch still a trade candidate? Can he bounce back and remember how to shoot the three-point shot?
Yeah.
There's so many balls in the air here. So how do you as a player prepare for a year like this where expectations are low? There's a lot of noise from idiots like me about how bad you're going to be. How do you prepare as a player when you've got that stuff flying around?
All you can do is just trust your work, trust the work that you put in, and hopefully, you know, that turns out to be some wins. But, you know, it's going to be a down year, so all you can do is just keep the locker room, you know, positive, keep them not really focusing on individual awards, but also just team awards and trying to get the best team out there on the court.
Not too many wins.
Yeah.
Too many wins. Because I want Cooper Flagg.
Right.
I mean, if people haven't watched the film, I know you've seen the film. I've seen the film. Go watch the tape of this kid. Like,
right.
I'm going to go out of my way to watch Duke basketball this year because he's a different animal out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, even beyond the draft, I'll say I got a little more on this at the end, but beyond the draft, there's a couple, I can't believe I'm talking about a couple guys from Rutgers as potential lottery picks, but Ace Bailey's one of the guys I'm watching close.
Yeah.
You want this pick this year. This isn't last year's draft where we're going, well, is it great? It's not very good. Can these guys make an impact? You got impact dudes in this class. Go win, steal a couple wins if you can for morale purposes. But yeah. I made this analogy last time. It's the Incredibles. It's when Dash is running at the end. Keep it close. Second place.
Right.
Finish. Like, just keep it close.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to have some great wins. I feel like college basketball is going to be a little more exciting than, you know, NBA this year just because all the names and all the storylines and stuff like that. But yeah, if you're the Bulls, you want to, you know, try to, like you said, keep the win morale pretty high, but try to win some games. I think they might steal some on the road just like they did last year and at home. So, but definitely you want that. Try to get that number one pick to cement your future for the young team.
I think the biggest thing I'm looking at is avoid the blowouts if you can.
Yeah.
Because if you get blown out too much, you're going to kill all confidence.
Yeah.
So I think if you can keep it close, so let's put on my degenerate gambling hat here. If you can cover the spread, you're fine.
Right.
And obviously the players aren't looking at it like that. But as fans, I'm sitting here going, well, if you can just keep it closer, then you can say, okay, we're close, get a couple playmakers, and then we're in this thing. I think that's kind of how I'm approaching things.
Yeah, I like that approach because definitely if you're getting blown out, you're just, you know, you're far away from the competition. And that is going to kill, you know, kids' confidence, especially, you know, these young players today. So I definitely think, you know, you got to keep it close and just win some games you're not supposed to win and try to win as many as you can.
We got some early strength of schedule rankings out. According to Positive Residual, the Bulls have the 11th toughest schedule in the league this year. And what does that mean for the win total? Well, from our partners at Bet Online, I looked this morning, I looked just before we started recording again. The win total this year is 27.5. Yikes. That's not great.
No, not at all. But hey, it's more than what I would have gave him. I give him around 20, but nothing more than 30 for sure.
Yeah, I thought they'd maybe go 29.5 there, get that 30 mark, 27.5. And again, it's not, I haven't really done like a full deep dive into the schedule in terms of like, it's an 82 game season. So how am I going to break this down? That's why I'm looking at the first stretch like I did.
Yeah.
But the last few years we've come on here, last year we set over and they hit the over. Scared us a little bit, but they hit the over. I'm staying the hell away from this thing now, man. I'm not touching because I can see 30 wins. I can see 20 wins, like you said.
Right.
I am going to just, with a 10-foot pole, man, Not going near it.
I mean, they're usually pretty right, man. Just like last year, they got it right on the tee. Yeah, it's very scary. So maybe with that, I'm thinking like maybe, you know, Vooch or Zach is traded midseason or something like that that they might guess or something like that. So, but it's around the number that I would expect them, but a little more than I would have given.
But yeah, it's going to be not even a roller coaster. This is just going to not be very good. And I think, too, you mentioned Zach boosting trade value a little bit. If that buys you a couple wins, I think that creates a little more urgency to trade him, don't you think? Like, if you're the front office, if that buys you wins, obviously his value is going up anyway, because that's one of the big knocks is he's not great at winning. Right. So if he can rehab his value, you get a couple wins from that. I think you can offset that by making a move and getting, hopefully, some freaking draft capital, please.
Yeah, you just got to find a buyer for him. I think it's tough right now in this market, but if he can come back healthy and get you some wins and show some upper growth, I definitely think there could be a buyer out there for him.
Now, that's not to say nothing could happen before camp, because remember, Damian Lillard got traded during camp last year. And obviously we see how that worked out in Milwaukee, which I think there are a couple other factors in play there with the coaching change and whatnot. But that's not to say nothing can happen here over the next month. But for the time being, I'm planning on Zach being on this team opening night and Vooch being on this team opening night. I think Vooch is more likely to be here than Zach. Whether that changes the trade deadline, though, that remains to be seen. And I think it makes sense that they're both gone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think both probably by the trade deadline makes more sense, because just want to see how they come back and see what their trade value is.
And with Vooch especially, if he can get that three-point shot back, we might be in business then. But I mentioned it again. The goal this year should not be to be a winning team. You want to win some games. You don't want to go 0-82. But you have to keep that pick at all costs. Now, just a refresher, because we keep talking about it. If that pick is number 11 or later, it goes to San Antonio.
Right.
So I'm not one to say that AK needs to tell Billy to lose games. But if I'm the front office, I'm sitting there going, maybe don't do this move.
Right. Because
we need to keep that pick at all costs.
Yeah, I'm sure they're thinking about the same things. I'm sure, you know, AK is trying to figure out a polite way to tell that to Billy without it looking too bad or whatever. But, you know, I definitely think that's always in the back of their minds of, you know, this could be a future, you know, changing pick right here. So we got to keep this pick.
And I'm not saying AK needs to go full Moneyball and sit down in Billy's office and say, you're starting Chris Duarte. No, I'm starting Zach. No, you're not trading Zach. Right. I just traded Zach to Sacramento. That's not what I'm trying to say. Like, I like what you said. You got to be nice about it.
Right. But
just the tactical moves in the game. Like, maybe don't make this sub.
Right.
Maybe go man here instead of zone.
Yeah.
You know,
that's hard to do, to tell someone, you know, to lose on purpose. And a lot of people probably aren't, you know, especially in a head coaching job, are not okay with trying to lose on purpose. But I know they know that, you know, basketball is a business and stuff like that, and that's how it works, but I'm sure they'll figure it out.
And I for someone who hates mixing sports references, I do it all the time. In baseball, you can drop a bunt to just get out of the inning. You can do little things. And Billy's got to be receptive to it too. Like, go win a couple. Like, please teach these guys how to win. We had this conversation with the Bears a couple of years ago. Oh, should they learn to win with Justin Fields? No, they tanked and look how it worked out. You can tank effectively and balance the development track, I think. And that's a line they got to walk, because you got Matas is part of your future. You've locked in Patrick Williams. I'm very curious to see how he does this year with DeMar out of the picture. I don't know what the hell's happening with Lonzo Ball. I have no idea. Io is another guy I'm watching close. Maybe Julian Phillips can take a leap too.
Yeah.
You've got some guys here that need to take a leap. And that's why I think the urgency to move on from Zach LaVine and get that ball dominant guy out of there and let these young guys take charge. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be paramount over the first 3 months of the year, 4 months of the year.
Yeah, for sure. They have some pieces, like you said, and if they can, you know, hopefully see these pieces grow, and then they have any more initiative or ammunition to get rid of Zach or Vooch and try to get some draft picks back, so let these guys to continue to grow.
I will be curious to see if Kenneth Lofton Jr. plays for if he makes the roster, because he signed a 1-year deal. He's going to play for, it's an Exhibit 10 contract. Shams had that, and a couple local guys had the Exhibit 10 deal. But he's an interesting guy just to have on your bench. And it just shows the youth movement here. I have the roster up in front of me. Javonte Green is 31. Zach is 29. Vooch is the oldest guy on the team at 33. Mm. Otherwise, you're looking at the oldest being 28 and Javon Carter.
Right.
A lot of 24, 25, 22-year-old guys on this team.
Yeah, they got a lot of youth. A lot of youth.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, because that's part of the process here when we talk about tanking. When that's why I was so against tanking a couple years ago. Because they had guys.
Right.
You had when you went that first offseason, yeah, Lonzo got hurt, but you paid him a lot of money. And you tampered, so you gave up a second round pick. You brought in DeMar. You traded the farm for Vooch. You've got Zach. You didn't need to tank. Right. Now you've moved on from DeMar. You're gonna move on from these other older guys. Now you focus on getting those young guys. So keep the pick and Flags, my guy. Like it's everybody's guy. Like I think any team in the league would love to have Cooper Flags.
For sure, yeah.
But like I said, there are other names coming up too. So you just got to keep the pick and everything will work out. Hopefully.
Right, yeah.
Everything will work out. I don't want to watch my absolutes.
Yeah, they just have to, you know, like you say, just keep that pick and know that, you know, that pick is going to help change this dynamic of the future of this team. So you got to do what you got to do to do that.
We'll look at some other win totals here while I've got the screen up. I mentioned Brooklyn not being very good. Brooklyn's at 19.5 wins this year. Detroit, for comparison with the Bulls, is at 25.5. Going down the list, I don't see any more. Portland, 21.5. Toronto's at 29.5. Washington's at 21.5. So the Bulls are in the worst 10 win totals. So Vegas thinks this pick's staying. And we talk about how scary Vegas is. I hope they're right.
Yeah, Vegas, they're never wrong. I don't know who they got in the inside, but it's always kind of right on time.
I mean, we talked about the win total last year. They almost nailed it all the way. Like, that was because at the end of the year, we're wondering, like, are they going to hit the win total? Because they were cruising.
Yeah.
And then they stumbled a little bit. And also, just for fun here, the Bulls are plus 800 to make the playoffs this year. Jeez. Minus 1600 to not make the playoffs. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
that's a good bet. I don't know. I'm gonna look into one of those.
Oh man, I can't take a minus 1600 bet. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't bet much in the summertime. I wait for basketball, football season, but that's a little too much juice for me. But the fun gets started October 23rd, if you want to call it fun. I don't know how to preview this year once it gets closer, CJ. I've been thinking through. It's like, do we want to keep beating the development drum? Do we want to approach it a different way? I don't know how we can. Because all indications are going to be a long road.
Yeah, it's going to be a long season. And all you can do is stay faithful as a Bulls fan and, you know, just know the better years are coming.
I've never been one to endorse a shot of Malort.
Yeah.
But might make an exception this year.
Yeah, but
if it goes this way, think 3 years from now.
Right.
It's a different conversation. That's part of the business side of it. Is you've got to think ahead. And that's what AK hasn't done the first couple of years. He was focused on winning now. Now he's looking ahead. You've got a plan in place now. Go make it work because this roster looks set up for Cooper Flagg to join it next year. And it's a seamless fit. And I think Chicago would welcome Cooper Flagg with open arms. You got Caleb Williams. You got Angel Reese. You got Cooper Flagg. You got Connor Bedard. Come on down.
You have your franchise players in every sport.
Yes. Well, baseball's looking for one. But the baseball in town hasn't been very good. If you're a Sox fan listening to this, I am so sorry. You have to watch that game in, game out.
Are they still on their losing streak?
Yeah, they're the first team eliminated from the playoffs. Earliest team eliminated from the playoffs, I think, ever in the divisional era. And the divisional era goes back a long way.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they finally broke the losing streak. But the baseball hasn't been great. The basketball is not going to be a great distraction. Have fun on Sundays. I can't wait to watch Caleb every Sunday. Yeah. I'm looking forward to football so much. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm also watching my Notre Dame Fighting Irish this year. Hopefully they compete for the playoff spot that they should compete for. Basketball is going to be rough. If you want good basketball, go watch the Sky. Sky are a playoff team right now. And Angel's balling out.
Yeah,
she's 20 double doubles this year?
Yeah.
Go watch the Sky if you want good basketball.
Yeah.
And we'll mix in more WNBA talk too, because we can only talk so much about a bad team. We're going to mix in some W talk. And, you know, Caitlin Clark's doing Caitlin things in Indiana. That month off is scary, man.
Yeah.
Giving her time off to rest up, that's scary. Yeah.
And I knew once she got adjusted to the fast pace of the game, the physicalness, that she would be perfectly. I think she's a pure point guard who can also score the ball also. But I know that Olympic team, they definitely missed her. They needed a point guard.
She'll be there in L.A.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she'll have the ratings going crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And the other part of it, too, this month off, the Olympic break for the WNBA, that's the first extended time off for Caitlin Clark since the national championship in 23. Wow. Because remember, after this year, they played the national championship. The draft was 2 weeks later. They were playing games a few weeks after that.
Right, yeah.
Last year at this time, she wasn't playing basketball. She was rested up. They gave her a month off.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing Indiana's rolling.
They're rolling. Yeah, for sure.
The W is going to get really fun down the stretch this year. And I hope the ratings stay high, because there's big momentum there. I'm ready to give them the big mo.
Yeah, it's going to be spicy. Like, with all those women coming back, it's going to be great to see, and even more coming the next year. So it's going to be even better.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of W talk going forward, because 27 and a half wins, people. That's what you have to look forward to. Actually, I am curious, before we go, do they have Rookie of the Year props out yet? I just want to get nuts at this point. Matas Buzelis is plus 900 to win Rookie of the Year. That is, if you're keeping score, tied for the fourth best odds to win Rookie of the Year.
It's not bad.
That I wouldn't mind looking at.
Right.
9-1 to win Rookie of the Year. Reed Shepard's the favorite at plus 600. Zach Edey at plus 650 feels like a trap. That feels like a trap there. Riss Ashe at plus 850, and then Alex Saar, Stefan Castle, and Matas at plus 900. So could we be looking at a year where the Bulls have the number one pick and the Rookie of the Year?
That'd be perfect. Isn't the draft? Where's the draft at this year? Is it still in New York?
Should be at Barclays still. I don't think they're moving there.
Okay.
The NFL moves around every year.
Okay. That's what I thought. NFL, I know there's something.
The NFL's in a city in Wisconsin that shall not be named by Chicago fans. But I want to say the NBA is staying at Barclays.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the pipe dream right there. Matas wins Rookie of the Year and you get Cooper Flagg. There's your front court for the next 10 years.
That'd be big. Yeah.
And I'd be very curious to see what happens with Patrick Williams if that happens. But we're getting way too far ahead of ourselves. It is the middle of August and we're struggling for content here, people. Okay. You got to bear with us for the time being. But nonetheless, we're going to go back into off-season mode. We will do a show when anything comes up for the time being. Training camp is fast around the corner, though. In the meantime, enjoy the football coming up. Week 0 is this week. Caleb Williams might play football on Thursday again. NFL opens in a few weeks. We got ways to get us through this, but we will be here talking ball with you next time anything newsworthy happens. I'm going to go ahead and tie a bow on today's episode of Believe in Bulls here on the Believe Network. Presented by BetOnline.ag. Use that promo code BLEAV. A lot of great stuff over at BetOnline. With the football season starting, basketball fast around the corner. If you want to bet on baseball, God bless you. I'm not going to stop you. Also, buy our shirt. Jordan Pippen 90 at the Last Dance. Shop.believe.com. CJ, until next time, man, we got to buckle up. It's going to be an interesting ride this year, I feel like.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting, man. Up and down roller coaster.
Try not to be too negative. We got to look for the upside. It might be tough. We might reach. But I've got that Rookie of the Year number one pick plan in my back pocket. Yeah. Kids can dream.
Got to find the positive in everything.
Sometimes you got to take out a magnifying glass. We'll get there. Right. We'll get there. Stay with us. I promise. We will see everyone next time on Believe in Bulls, presented by Bet Online. We'll catch you later, whenever later is.